What do you think that you did so well that allowed you to succeed that you can build off of?
I really was just playing football. Nothing in particular, just really doing what the coaches teach us to do. Hitting A-gap, reading A-gap out, protecting, pass protection, and, just trusting the line.
Did it come, I don't want to say easier because that's a dangerous word, but easier than you thought it would?
Dealing with the defense that we have, I'd say so. I was prepared for it. Plus all the mental reps that I've been taking the past three games before then, I was prepared for my opportunity.
Do you think you did that much? People are making all of us are making a big deal because the running game has been rough. When you look back at the game, do you think you did a lot in the game? You did some things, obviously, but were you impressed?
I was impressed with myself. Just watching NFL football and how it is, I guess it was a lot. I felt like there was more out there. I only played really one half. So, best is yet to come.
Do you, in college, you used to getting the ball more than that.
Yeah.
So did you find yourself, when that game was over, thinking, I wish I had more?
Well, actually at Clemson, we're a pass-based offense. So, carries were limited. But with those carries, every carry meant something. Had to, put your max output into every carry. So, I know how it is. And I'm used to it, so whether it's 5 or 20, I'll be willing to do everything I have.
When you get more praise for the touchdown or the blitz pick?
I don't even know.
From
coaches?
When you watch the film.
The catch. I got out quick. It was really Evan's route that had him turn. The cornerback's supposed to come with me, and Evan's supposed to get open, but, lucky enough, it was me.
How tough was it those first 3 weeks to be healthy scratching?
It wasn't hard at all. Really taking care of my body, doing whatever I can to show the defense a good look, and also getting those mental reps for offense, knowing that if I get in there, that I know what I'm doing.
You said before the game last week, you thought you could be a spark. Do you think you were a spark?
I said that?
Yeah, you said you thought you could be the spark to the team. So you could be a spark.
Oh, I know I could help. I didn't know I could help. I felt like I did what I was supposed to do, Felt like I know what I can do and I know what I can show. So, it's pretty natural.
Is pass protection very important? A lot of coaches talk about first-year running backs, and that's the hardest thing that you got to get used to. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's hard. It's for everybody, offensive line and running back. If you can't block the quarterback, you can't play. Block for the quarterback, you can't play. So, that's it.
How is that going in your mind?
I was going good, It's all about want to. So you just got to do it.
Do you have any idea where your role will be going forward?
It's up to the coaches. I'm just out here playing.
You had a pretty dramatic blitz pickup, right? On one play that gave Eli some time. You remember that one?
Talking about in the fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you remember, can you describe what happened on that pickup?
I just had to hit him. Big dude, man. Can't let him hit Eli. That's what I had to do.
When you went in there, did you think you were running instinctively, or are you sitting there going, don't fumble? How are you?
Just based off reaction, just running. In practice, we go through all our reads. It's the same reads, trusting the offensive line and, not really trying to think. When you think, that causes problems. So when you go out there and just play, good things happen.